This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Sometimes it's useful to go right back to the beginning to check on one of the things that started this global slowdown in the first place. I'm talking about the housing market. There are some new figures out this morning from RealtyTrack about the number of foreclosures in the U.S. in the first half of this year, and they may shed some light on the so far elusive housing recovery. Marketplace's David Gura is with us live from Washington with the details. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, what are the numbers telling us from RealtyTrack, David?
Well, overall, we're seeing a downward trend when it comes to foreclosure activity, but we're still talking about a lot of foreclosures. In the first 6 months of this year, there have been more than a million filings. So that's overall. If we hone in on the last few months, and on June in particular, there have been some increases in the number of properties starting the foreclosure process. And Darren Blomquist, who's with RealtyTrack, says that could foreshadow more foreclosures in the second half of the year. Right now, he says the housing market is bouncing along the bottom and that home prices may go up a little bit.
But in the long run, I don't think you're going to see a sustainable home price recovery until we've cleared this inventory of distressed properties.
And it looks like that's starting to happen in many markets across the country, Jeremy.
Well, if he says it's bouncing along the bottom, is that an indication that it has hit bottom?
Well, that's what he's saying. I should say he's not alone. We're starting to see median home prices go up in many markets, and we're starting to clear that inventory of distressed properties that he's talking about. Blomquist says that right now, one out of every four homes sold is a distressed property. He says we'll start to see prices recover for the long term once we get to a point where one in every 10 homes is a distressed property. And one other thing here, RealtyTrack found that in 13 states, the average time it's taken lenders to foreclose on properties has gone down, Jeremy. And that's just another sign lenders are starting to get through that backlog.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.